Ukraine's acting president, Alexander Turchynov, took to the internet this Saturday in a last-ditch attempt at convincing eastern regions not to go ahead with a planned separatist referendum. Kiev and its Western allies view the vote in the Russian-speaking Donetsk and Luhansk regions as illegal. Regardless, preparations are underway. Until earlier, I spoke to our correspondent Gulliver Cragg in Donetsk, and as separatists move forward with the poll, I asked him what question voters will face in the ballot box.
Well, I think the question has been very carefully chosen. There's just one question, and it is, do you support the act of self-rule of the Donetsk People's Republic, yes or no? That doesn't talk about independence. It doesn't talk about joining Russia either. And I think they're trying to have as broad a sweep as possible of people who are separatist-minded in this region, if you like, because there are a lot of people here who think that it would be good for the region to have greater autonomy within Ukraine. And then there are, of course, others who would like the region to join Russia, but they are, according to opinion polls, a much smaller minority. And the head of the Electoral Commission of this self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic was this morning very emphatic in saying that this is not a referendum about joining Russia. That question might come later, he said.
Now, considering the very unstable situation in these regions, how are the separatists planning to organise tomorrow's poll?
Well, according to this head of the self-proclaimed Electoral Commission, Roman Lyagin, they are going to have a poll that is going to meet all European and international standards across this region with more than 3 million people voting, despite having a budget of less than $2,000 for the whole thing.